The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is up, Gypsy Gang, and welcome back to the Gypsy Tales podcast for a very special remote edition of Supercross Companion featuring the one and only Jack Miller. My brother Maddie jumped on the podcast. We're also joined by Billy Van Erdy, the little legend who has been living with Jack in Andorra for the last couple of years, racing the Junior World Championship. This is the COVID-19 special, pretty much. We're up here at Jack shooting some content for, I guess, just the downtime that everybody's experiencing right now. So we thought we'd sit on the couch. We gave Jack the remote and we ended up watching some Daytona. Didn't really talk too much about the racing, really, in the end. We just kind of talked a lot of smack as usual. But it was a really, really fun time. So hope everybody enjoys that. Just before we get into it, just got to give a big shout out to our sponsors. Obviously, everyone is kind of doing it pretty tough in this whole weird coronavirus situation. So, if you do, I guess, have any sort of requirements for any of the products that that we do advertise on the podcast, would be massive help to our sponsors and then as well to us. So first of all, just got to give a shout out to the guys at MX Store. The showroom's obviously closed, but they are still shipping, so you can head to mxstore.com.au. If you're anything like Jack Miller, you're going to use this quarantine time to build up some old bikes, so you can get amazing deals through the guys at MX Store. It's a really good time to order some sticker kits off the guys at Rival Inc. You can head to rivalinkdesignco.com and use the promo code GypsyTales or GypsyGang to get 15% off there. You can also head to thrillseekerscollection.com and order yourself some custom seat covers. I'm going to be doing that really soon for my 450 as well as the Screaming Eagle. Rival's got to do the kit for that. And then we've also got our two-stroke mid-2000 build-off that me and Sammy are going to get into. Also got to give a shout-out to the guys at Cricks Tweed. You can head to crickstweed.com.au and inquire, because they are giving away a 2020 KTM 450 away. So if you buy a car between now and June 30, new or used, you're going to go in the draw. And there's a lot less people buying cars at the moment, so your chances to win that bike have gone up quite dramatically. Also, a shout out to the guys at Boost Mobile. They always come in handy for us when it comes to uploading stuff for the podcast. I used those guys yesterday to upload some stuff to the guys at Red Bull. Couldn't run the podcast without the guys at Boost. And also need to give a shout out to Fist Handwear. You can head to fisthandwear.com, use the promo code FUCKJACE, and you're going to get 20% off there. And also the guys at Dixon Flannel Australia. So it's coming into winter. It's flanno season. It's kind of always flanno season for me, to be honest. Jump on and support. They are still shipping. JB is in the warehouse going mad, shipping flannos and gloves. And also, we have started a Patreon account. We're going to be doing some exclusive Patreon content I think the cheapest one that you can do on there is $5. So $5 a month supports the podcast, while sponsorship dollars are a little bit harder to come by for us, and we'll be able to keep bringing you content. So you can just head to Patreon, patreon.com/gypsytales, and that's going to take you there. So any support would be greatly appreciated. And like I said, we're going to do some standalone Patreon podcast that is just like, I guess, a little bit more personal. So thank you very much for listening to this very long-winded intro, but it's quite necessary. Enjoy this special Supercross Companion with Jack Miller, myself, Maddie, and Billy. From the gang called Gypsy. Gang and they come and get gang. Gypsy. Gang and they come and get gang. Gang. I'm at a different Gypsy gang. Gang. Gypsy, gang and they come and get gang. Gypsy, gang and they come and get gang. Gypsy gang, gypsy gang. I'm at a gypsy. Oh, righto, we are doing it. I don't know what kind of companion this is. Jack Miller basically has the remote, and we're just going to be watching.
Yeah, we're freestyling it.
Yeah, we're freestyling it. Pull the mic up to your face, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So everybody, Jack Miller, Maddie McAlpine, and Billy the Kid is on the couch with us. He probably won't say much. He's a little bit nervous, but he's going to be a MotoGP rider one day, so he's going to have to get used to doing these kind of interviews.
Yeah, Billiam.
Billy the man.
So whether Jack, you like it or not.
So Jack Miller has the remote, and yeah, we're just going to go.
Let's do this. Starting my engine rebuild RM250.
You really want to watch that, eh?
JB would be keen on that. What do you got here?
Shout out to Jay Bizzle. I don't know, man. Just watch whatever.
We could probably start with the COVID-19 warning wrap.
What is the COVID-19 warning wrap?
On the ABC News Australia.
Couch Sessions with Jack Miller, we're calling this podcast.
Is that what this one is?
Yeah, I think so.
The Couch Sessions. Like Jetty Sessions.
Oh. Yeah, Jetty Sessions. Couch Sessions Volume 1.
What do you got here?
Okay.
That'd be...
All right, it's fine.
That'd be...
I'm pretty impressed with your YouTube algorithm, Jack.
The selection.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you know what's being watched, don't you?
Yeah.
That's enough out of you, Bill.
What's his name? Jace was not a fan of it, though, because I'm not on the old YouTube premium.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that for a second, please, Jack? What are you doing?
I don't even know
you
what YouTube money premium than Jesus, is. And what is YouTube premium?
It means you don't have to watch all the bullshit ads that you've got to watch constantly.
Billy, are you on YouTube Premium?
He's on TikTok, but...
You need the mic.
No,
he's got cordless.
He's cordless, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, Billy's high tech, bro.
That's amazing.
Don't you worry about
Bill. He doesn't
have
YouTube Premium, but he's got TikTok, so that's all that matters.
Poor little fella's been roasted the entire weekend about it.
That's speedy, look.
So what are we watching here, Jack?
2004 Daytona, I feel.
Bike week.
Daytona Bike Week.
Have you ever been to watch a Daytona live?
No.
How many Supercrosses have you been to live?
Frank and that went last year because they raced in Daytona for the dirt track. That's where the series starts.
Yeah, right.
And they said Bike Week was nuts.
It's pretty insane, dude. There's so many fucking people, eh?
Franco got lost there, didn't he?
Franco gets lost in a lot of places, dude.
I'm glad he returned. I like Franco's company.
Yeah, he's off to Mount Isa today.
There's no future in Mount Isa, eh?
Nah, you shouldn't ever take that turn off.
Wrong way,
they
go
need
back.
To put a wrong way, go back to someone.
If you're heading south, don't turn right. If you're heading north, don't turn left.
I'm surprised you guys didn't end up out there.
Hey, we're still on that. We're still on tour right
yeah,
now,
yeah.
Technically.
You might make a stop off.
Yeah.
Mount Isa might be there. How would it be if, like, coronavirus fucks up all of Australia except Mount Isa? And it becomes, like, the new capital of Australia.
That's the big... Just got that big hole out there in the middle of... Well, that's the only thing there, isn't it?
Isn't Cooktown supposed to be the capital of Australia?
Yeah, pretty much. It was the first spot.
And did you know the only reason why it is now... Is it Sydney?
Canberra.
It's Canberra.
Come on, brother.
Well, because
even I know that one.
When Captain Cook's boys were coming,
Bill, let him fucking finish.
No, because when Captain Cook's boys were coming into Australia, they ended up coming into Port fucking where they
Moresby?
Have
Moresby?
No.
It's Papua New Guinea, isn't it?
No, that's Innisfail, bro. Is it?
Poor Moresby.
I'm off it,
eh?
Bet that nitro has caught up to you, bro.
Yeah.
Didn't they? We fucking thing.
Plug yourself in, mate. We're getting cabin fever. Corona's got us all. It's all got us.
Didn't these boys go into that port in Sydney because they were scared of crashing into the reef?
Yeah, Botany Bay.
Botany Bay. Did you know that?
No.
Because they didn't know how to navigate.
Well, so they had
to
sail all the way back down there.
Well, that they
well they came from a
wrong way. Go back.
That's a long boat ride.
Yeah, well, they because he obviously pranged it, and then they're like, when they went to forget him, they're like, avoid all the reefs, go further south, and that's where they fucking come in, and then they.
That's a long walk.
Jace told me that. Is that true, Jace?
My headphones come out and I couldn't hear.
Technical dramas.
Technical difficulties. Oh, how's the Slim Jim?
Oh,
I always thought they were condoms, eh?
Really?
But turns out it's fucking meat.
Jerky.
Yeah.
Or what are they called? Salami sticks.
Yeah, like salami sticks. But have you ever had one of them?
Yeah.
They taste like fucking plastic, eh?
Dude, I think salami sticks always do anyway, don't they? I mean...
Was Chad Billy's age here?
Bill, what's your favourite food? Yeah, but well, if you... One last meal, what would it be?
Coronavirus strikes and you've got one last meal.
But what from KFC? Right, they got a big menu.
There's a big menu. You should know it. You work there.
Zinger Box, all right.
I go the wrap.
You like wraps?
I go a Twister.
I like wraps.
I just avoid KFC. Like fucking Jaden Fabry, when we were in New Zealand, the only thing that was open was KFC, got us a Zinger Burger, and we were both shitting for the rest of the trip.
Bill, what's your favourite drink?
Say Red Bull because you're trying to get that spono.
Water?
You don't have a favourite drink.
Do you like juice or soft drink?
Coke Zero up my ass. Oh. You can edit that one out.
Oh, shit.
You don't have a favourite drink. If you went to a fridge with anything in it, what would you take? Then you were like thirsty. Think like end of cycling, no water bottle, nothing. What would you get to quench your thirst?
Yeah, okay.
Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
That's what we get him.
I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Wow. I feel like we haven't even started watching the race.
No, it's sort of going away. You know what?
Can you fast forward?
You know what's fucked?
YouTube Premium.
Yeah, but you know what's fucked? We're gonna have to sit through ads, eh? It's going to cook this whole program.
Ads?
Nah. Ads are going to fuck this.
Oh, TP.
TP, here we go. Rally.
Oh, look,
road.
He was a rally driver then as well.
Here we go, we're on here.
We're on.
You wait. The gate will drop. We'll get like halfway down the first straightaway and there'll be an ad for fucking Koala mattresses, 100%.
Or Sizzler.
Or Subway.
Come to the Olive Garden.
Jace used to work at Sizzler.
Yeah, I did.
Did he?
Yeah, I was a dish.
He used to set the rat traps.
Yeah, I used to have to get up in... I used to have to get up in the fucking roof of Sizzler and put rat traps all through the roof at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I actually got fired from McDonald's.
You guys have all worked at food chains.
Well, yeah. That's the only way we could go fucking racing, man. We had to work. It was bullshit.
I got fired though.
Jace was standing behind the counter. He's like, give me the finger, teasing me because I was working at Macca's. And then I was like, yeah, fucking real funny. Flicked the tomato through the burger station into the fucking public area. He ducked.
Like, I ducked.
Hit a lady in the fucking
You hit a lady.
Face.
In the face, bro. Full tomato. I've just done the Matrix.
Bill was the manager at KFC.
Oh, we're off and racing here at Daytona, guys. We're on a bit of a low quality stream. Who's that? Was that Millsaps?
I couldn't tell you. It was very pixelated.
It is quite old. It is quite pixelated.
Don't you look back at this and think, how did we watch this sort of stuff on TV?
I'm sure it was a bit better than this little YouTube stream, but
not much. But
I was going to say, probably not that much better.
How did we used to? Was pay TV around back then?
Yeah, I think so. If you were rich. If you're a prince or something.
We used to go to Wade Hunters to watch Foxtel.
So
we had All Star.
Did you?
The old All Star, yep.
Fuck, was your dad a drug dealer?
The Jack, old All Star. Yeah. Man, and then you could get the receiver. You remember the I don't know if if you had the All Star box, so then I got this receiver, so it'd send it from the All Star box and I could watch All Star in my room. But if someone changed the channel out in the main room,
that old fucking stitch up.
Put the channel back.
The phone internet dial up. Remember that one? You couldn't.
We were on that here till, I want to say like late, like before 2010. I reckon probably about 08. '09, we were still on dial-up.
Gumlo was just not Gumlo the priority for broadband.
We were not.
It's so
a high priority.
It's weird because you're only like a minute from the Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude.
Don't say that. The people figure it out. Is that Milk Snack? Yeah, Milk Snack's down.
Davey.
Remember that?
Your daily Milk Snack.
How's the neck brace that he wore?
The Davey donut. Yeah.
The donut.
All right, let's see what happened here. Jack, you want to talk us through this crash, mate?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, no, he just got a little wide.
Oh, no, he hit a tough block on the grass.
A little wide.
Fuck, how's that?
Wait,
I wish I slid out of that.
Jet Lawrence is not the donut kid. Davey Millsaps
owns the donut kid.
How's they've just taken like the exact fist handwear donut as well and branded it? I reckon there should be some royalties there, Jet, if you're listening, which you're not. So who we got out front here? So Steve Lampson is winning.
Hepler second.
Lacey, Boniface, Kelly Smith, Milk Snack.
Brady.
Oh, yeah, Matty. Oh, that's who's on the KTM.
I thought Thingy would be in this, to be honest. Oh, it's Heat 1, though, isn't it?
Who's this Heat?
Oh, no, it's Maine?
Yeah, Maine.
Oh. It is Maine.
No, it's only four. Why is there only four laps to go? What'd they just do, like, five laps?
That has to be a Heat.
That's got to be a Heat. Because I thought, for sure, Stewie would be in this. That's why I put it on.
Yeah. It's a Heat for sure. Oh, good pass, Hepler. He was.
I've been watching.
Dude, Hepler was so fast, man.
I've been watching heaps of stuff, right? Even like right up until like 2000, maybe 8. He kept getting callbacks, like Hepler. He'd have no ride halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And then get the call up, and he'd be bang, straight back fighting for podiums.
Dude, he was so fast, man. And he was, like, so solidly fast as well. Like, he wasn't loose fast.
No, exactly. Like, he you know, nothing spectacular, but he always, like, you know, he just did everything he needed to do.
Man, he got jacked. He had, like, real bad concussions. I think he was one of the smart guys that, like, once he started getting concussions, he was like, fuck this, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to keep doing this.
Yeah, right.
And then you see a guy like James. Like, what season did we watch last night? Was that 06?
It was the year Ricky retired. What was that? When 07. He only did a couple of races.
Yeah, 07. And fuck me, dead man. What, three big, like, proper head
knocks?
Well, it looked
like three knocks in 3 weeks. Sort of thing.
Right, real bad. That's like...
Like, he laid there limp for a while.
Dude, the crash that he had at Unadilla, he's sitting on the ground and just going like this. That's when you know you're knocked down, when you're just searching.
That wasn't...
Is that Millsaps again?
The one at Unadilla wasn't the... when the bike seized, was it?
Nah, that was Southwick, man. That was huge, dude. Mm. Is this Hepler?
Oh. Dropped his wallet.
Bit of money there on the ground.
Oh, well, hey. I got it.
Don't worry about
it,
fellas.
It was Hepler.
Look at the kidney belt on the external part of the gear.
Yeah, dude, Hepler had everything, eh? He was like... Hepler was pro, and his mum still told him he had to wear everything. You know when you grow out of that?
As soon as you get to senior, you're like, I'm taking off armour.
And Hepler's mum's like, no.
Like, you are not. Put that armour back on. You will have elbow guards.
Jersey prints.
You will have elbow guards.
Wait, put your fucking kidney belt on. I don't care how much money Suzuki's paying you. You're wearing your fucking kidney belt. Okay, mum.
That's a serious section there.
No joke, eh?
I like watching the, you know, like early...
Pull the mic up to your face, please.
Sorry, Jack. Brother.
Yeah,
early,
right.
Like, Chad and Ricky Dace, dude, watching them go head-to-head, but the berms were so much better back then. Like, there was actually a berm. They weren't so flat and far out. They carry so much corner speed, it's not even funny.
I wonder if they've done that on purpose, because if they had berms that big nowadays, the 450s would go five into everything.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I've always wondered why the berms aren't like they used to be.
Well, they've got nets up and everything, so I mean, like...
They can go five in if they want. Yeah.
They do sometimes.
Steve Lamson, man.
See? Oh, no, he's on the 250F.
How big is that number? Yeah. Like, you could see that number from space.
Yeah, well, thank God, because, I mean, with this pixelated screen that we've got right here now, at least we're able to see it. But
is that why they did it, you reckon?
Maybe.
They're like, fuck it. Wait, but that Spono, Troy Lee gear
was sick. What's his name? Jono. Porter used to run that all the time.
Oh, he did, eh? And Jats had a set of that gear, too.
A lot of those one-man boys.
Or Dirrell.
That's crazy.
What were you saying, Jeff?
Tiger Lacey. Sounds
a
like
lot of
a porn
those
star
Wayne
name.
Leonard boys had the TLD kit.
Wayne for. Leonard. That was the team to be on up here, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, Wayne. So I wonder who's up next.
Stew
boy.
That's
Home
Depot. Oh, no. Home
this maker. Wasn't on Bar to Bar. That's right, because it was that weird fucking, you know, like part of that whole weird deal.
What's that?
Go, weird deal? I think we're on here, bro. Yeah, go back, mate.
Sorry, brother.
No, you're good. I'm not angry.
Here we go. Just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, a bit disappointed.
Oh, Hanny. Whole shot Hanny.
Damn.
Dude, this is sick. We watched Bar to Bar 04 the other day, but because...
Ah, yeah, because yeah. Thingy owned
Jesus
the rights.
Jesus, James.
They own the rights, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
Daytona.
Is he fucking serious right now?
Who, Hanny?
No, James. Did you just see him jump out of that section?
Was that James or Hanny?
This is James, bro, out front.
Where's... Oh, Hanny's on the Yammy, right?
Yeah. Dude, James was... He's a fucking animal.
He'd be on a 125 too.
Yeah,
right?
On the banger. Are you riding the 125 today?
I'd like to. I think I might.
Oh, that's the OJ.
That did, yeah, look, he rocked him. How about it?
Dude, James is Gornskis. It's like a quarter of the way into the first lap.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I hear some action out there.
That's Tommy. Tommy's got the old 125. He's pulled the cylinder top off. He was happy with the burn marks on the piston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's running all right.
Oh, yeah, he's running sweet.
So what bikes are being churned out of the Miller factory at the moment?
Oh, we got a few on the go. We got the...
So explain to people that basically your hobbies include...
My hobbies.
Watching motocross.
My hobbies.
My hobbies is...
Ping pong. Disco dance. And on the weekend I travel to a big city and watch a lady's make a toilet.
You fuckwit.
Yeah, nah, my hobbies are
watching motocross,
working on motorbikes
and riding motocross.
And washing motorbikes.
I washed Maddie's bike for him before.
Yeah, do you reckon
that's a carton?
Wait, could you have a wild guess at how many times Toby's washed Maddie's bike?
How many?
Just have a wild guess.
None.
Is it a zero?
It's a big fat fucking
starts
O,
with
bro.
A Z and ends with an O.
Bill, what are some of your hobbies?
Apart from TikTok.
Apart from dancing on TikTok, what else do you like doing?
Come on.
Not too much
unless you're Jack.
Playing Fortnite.
So can you give us an intro as to who Bill is and why he's so important to this podcast?
Well, he rocked up at the right time, I guess.
We needed a fill
in. Tommy was off us. He said, I am, and Bill's like can be willed
into
things.
I need to work on the bike.
He said, I need to work on the bike. I said, it'll be there when you get out. But nah, Bill's racing.
Bill, my
junior world champion.
Can you answer it?
Hi, this is Bill. he was actually got a slide there. He was like, yeah, what's up? No, he races Junior World Championship and the Red Bull Rookies Cup. He's lived with me, last 2 years in Europe.
Does he go all right?
What's Jack like to
goes
live
right.
with?
Nah,
good.
Nah, good.
Nah, good, I guess.
Nah, good.
Nah, he's all right.
Nah, he's all right, eh?
Do you have a bit of a laugh?
Yeah, always something to do too.
Yeah, yeah. He fucking always finds just something.
Just them two nitros in the morning will get you going. Got a few projects on the go here. I enjoy working on old bikes, and my shed's nearly finished, so have to start, you know, putting some bikes in it.
Yeah, when you said you lived in a shed, you weren't wrong. You live in a shed, and it's fucking dodd. Wait, how good is James fucking Stewart?
Oh,
how good?
That's Tommy on the pipe. How good's
Tommy Stewart?
Tommy's on the pipe out there.
Hopefully Tommy rides today.
He might make a comeback.
Oh, that was sick.
Triple.
What is he doing? Is he...
Dude, the guy's on another planet. When he's on, he's on.
Where's the other riders?
What other riders?
Is this the intro lap? Like, James.
Look at him go, man. He is so dialed.
But
seen this race.
You just got to watch when he hits those triples and he's sort of just absorbing it, flicking it out like they're doing nowadays. But he was doing it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He was just so ahead of his time.
Oh, man. This style right here holds up right now. And what is it, 16 years later? And if 16 years later, if you had this style right now in the lights class, you'd win.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. Oh, ads. Fucking ads, Jack.
There's your truck, Jack.
Yeah.
That's like the early version of it.
Did you
buy Jace? That's Jace this morning.
Everybody.
Jack's confused.
There's Tommy.
Tommy's over.
Jason fucking yelling at this early in the morning.
Keep this ad on. We'll just companion this.
There's
ad,
me. Eh? There's Jace in the middle.
Gunt's even got an afro.
There you go.
We're on speed.
Righto. Eric Sorby coming through the pack.
Sorbet.
I heard a rumor that he used to...
Are you starting rumors?
Yeah. This is good.
I heard a rumor he used to start the bike in the back of the ute and drive it to the test track. Running.
Why was he doing that?
So he could get the hours up on it. So the team thought he'd been riding heaps. I don't know how true it is, but if it is, it's gold.
What a fucking G, eh? You'd re-sign him just for that.
Yeah, just for that.
There you go.
A for effort.
Fair play.
Very intelligent.
That's a thinker.
That is a smart. That's either
that's
like
a thinker and
imagine
a
it. Like you're just there on the old I-5, goes along, and there's this bike in the back of the ute. Just
choke on.
Turn the idle up to.
Ah, oh, stopped. Pull over on the side of the road there in the back of the ute. Kick it over. Fucking thing.
Oh shit, dude. James Stewart.
Yeah,
he just
put a clinic on him.
He did, didn't he?
Who else we got here? Marshall?
Is there any on it? Is he going to dance? That was
He'll do it after. He'll do it after. He'll get the sprinkler going.
Sorbet's still going. James has already got his boots off.
Is Sorbet a P2?
Sure.
Who knows? I don't know.
What did Henny finish this year? Did he run her up?
Probably. James? Fourth place for Sorbet. Ryan Mills, man. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Since probably 2004.
Since 2004. there's Lampson. There's Lampson, I can tell. His number's that big.
I definitely feel like there's a lot less tough blocks.
There.
On the track.
Here we go.
Hey, there we go. Look at him. He's so happy.
He's very happy with himself right now. That's been interesting. Like, the early 250Fs were pretty slow, but like imagine being on a 125 next to them, you wouldn't even be able to hear your bike riding. Nothing.
They would have been way better than a 125 though.
But look at that. I mean, James got his own signature goggle there in lights.
Crazy.
That's how much of a G he was.
He would have sold so much gear for Fox. It's out of control.
Tomcat.
Hope everyone can
hear
that.
He's doing plug chops.
So what's going on here?
I don't know. We got 250s now. What? Flashback.
This is just a flashback.
03. This is going back to 03.
Who was in this? Chad?
Yeah, was he in lights that year though? And did some wild cards. Was that 03 or did he win championship?
Nah, that might have been 02. 03 lost the championship to Ricky by a couple points, so yeah, he wasn't in this.
He did the wild cards though, didn't he? That
in 02, yeah. Buck Chad was a G, man. Like, the way that you go... Like, his career is pretty gnarly.
The way that he went about it.
Like, yeah, just to go winning the Lights Euro. Championship and then just wild cards, competitive straight away. Next year, debut year is in the 250s, almost beats Ricky.
Yeah, who's been unbeatable.
Fucking gangster. All right, what's going on here?
Sight and lap, it looks like. Is that my blower?
You're on the blower, mate.
Hooky. Hooky Riggins. Fuck, that dirt looks good. From Yessie.
Wait, can you give us a bit of a breakdown on how good the track was yesterday?
Oh, well, I mean, the fact that I had to put 3 tanks of juice through my bike.
Yeah.
You know, when it's that good and you actually want to go out and keep riding, Steve Boniface. But no, it was unreal. The conditions were
tip top.
I even did a lap on foot.
Did you?
Just to look.
He walked.
Just to suss it.
He took photos. Yeah. Took like photos of corners.
Yeah.
On their own.
With no one. With
no one even on going through them. Just because it looked like TGO.
It was pretty solid.
It was. It was definitely TGO spare.
It was a sick day to have a shoulder injury and not be able to ride. I was off today. I wanted to go home.
I'm off the moaning here.
Yeah,
how much moaning is there?
There's a lot.
It's been going too long.
Look, you're giving Matt a migraine.
Bill, for fuck's sake, mate, you got to let someone else talk.
Bill's just watching the racing.
He's just taking it all, you know. He's looking for lines for today. What are you riding today, Bill? Are you going to get back on the Husky? Yeah.
250F. He don't like the 450 too much.
Is he Supercross only?
I think he's made the transition.
He has, eh? He spent a bit of time on the Supy track.
On
yesterday.
The Supy track yesterday. I think he wants to be a Supy rider.
Matty, go ride the Supy track.
Just on your EXC.
Don't give it too much gas because you'll land into the face.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Cheers for the tips.
No worries, Tiger. I'm glad I did have a headlight on for the last moto. Yesterday,
we were following you home. Yeah. Yesterday, how about that trick? Do you like that trick I showed you?
Yeah.
You smack your wrist.
What you do?
We're riding along, and you just ride up next to someone, and when they just cruise along, you just smack their wrist like.
I'm
and they're like,
side.
What?
Yeah, you got me fucking good. Eh?
He's like, man, he's on cruise on one end, and smacked his wrist. He's like, what? It's so good. That's the best trick ever.
Yeah, that is fucking good.
That's something you'd do.
In Vietnam, because you'd just be like hungover or cruising. Or drunk, one or the other, riding along, and you'd just be zoned out. No. And you just kick the back of their bike. Yeah. Like, the thing just go. Like,
you got me that good on one
almost,
of them.
Maybe he made you crash.
No, I was on a plane. That was all me.
I was on a plane. I was heading back.
Oh, you weren't.
I got the update and just laughed. I was like, "What a useless fucking person!"
All right, main event time, guys.
Main for the lights.
Yeah, there was one time there. Like half the time, you could kind of expect Matty to do that shit. But one time we were coming. I think it was like right before we pulled into a hotel, and he's fucking kicked my passenger like backrest. God, I grabbed a handful.
It looks weird though, because you're on like normal sort of like road bikes.
Yeah.
And then next day you're on like Harley wannabe things.
No,
we rode the same bike every day, bro.
Frank was like, why were they on, look like those Honda Harleys, you know, like a...
It's a Laughin, bro. A Laughin.
A Laughin.
150cc fucking powerhouse.
JT wants you to go on one.
Yeah, you got to
be keen.
It is a G up, mate. It is the biggest G up you will ever experience.
You do much dirt, like have to ride much dirt roads.
There's bitumen and then there's dirt on either side.
Yeah, you can ride dirt the whole
way. You
can
go dirt the whole way if you want. Yeah. It's really up to you.
You can either go dirt or bitumen. It's just the world you're always
in. Yeah, you can do whatever. Oh,
Milk
snack.
Where's Stu? Did he
is that Stewie's, Milk snack?
Yeah, Milk snack's there in the second, lead. I think.
Stewie's
fucking gone, bro.
He whole shot it on
sure?
a dinger.
Yeah, he's out of there, man.
He's
already finished.
He's called knockoff.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you pulled 6 seconds on the first lap. All right, man, just fucking pull off. We'll just let these other cunts race for a second.
Don't make them look that bad. Bubba Stewart is out in front.
Why would you question?
You can't even
that?
See it. Where is he?
He's fucking gone.
He is
gone.
We haven't seen him on the
TV.
He's
now the size of one of the pixels on the screen.
Yeah. He's just a dot. Man, that was a pretty sick setup, though.
Who are the people?
Suzuki that Millsaps is on. Jeez, he's making that look hard.
Look how many people are there, eh?
Yeah.
Far out.
How cool is this track?
The European rounds get pretty. Well, what's bigger now?
Is that Boniface?
He's kicking the ground.
He's doing
there.
The fucking.
You know, that hurts.
That was a slap too.
He's been joined by somebody here.
Is that a
shorty?
GoPro.
GoPro. Watching
what's,
like that.
Who's it? Watch it. Watch him. Watch him. Where is it? Wait for it. Oh, that wasn't that bad.
No. Yeah. Where's the next one?
He's winded himself.
Yeah, look at him kicking them feet on the ground there.
Ooh, he's doing the learn to swim.
Dreaming about spear fishing.
Oh. We've all been there. You and your late on the ground there just going.
You remember the whoops at Cairns?
Nah, Jack never raced in Cairns.
Did you ever race Cairns, Clubbies?
I did. I'm trying to think, though. Which one was it?
Cairns was the
Cairns on the front straight. I don't remember 100%. Was on like the start straight. Was there like a cane paddock right next to it? Yeah.
And
then
mangroves at the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the little triple whoop section there?
Yeah.
Fucking, I tried to triple into that one day and just bogged on the up ramp and I just got like, I did the over the bars eject and then hit my like landed like with my arms crossed like that and then the bike hit me in the back. I didn't break anything, but my whole fucking body hurt, and I was just on the ground. Just remember going,
it's just a natural reaction. You lay there and just go, feel sorry for yourself for a bit, and then it's all gone. And you're like, what was I whinging about?
Yeah, fuck. It was just like, they're like, what hurts? I'm like, just everything, man. Like, all of it.
My spine is broken.
It's spinal.
I've actually spent a week in the Townsville Hospital one day.
Matty did pretty
up
much the
TGH.
Same,
the new one, actually.
Yeah, it's a good hospital, that one. I spent a few weeks up there over my time.
It's good.
What was your room number?
I actually enjoyed it.
Folders about yay thick, too.
Yeah.
It's always good. You get up there and you get, especially like every time they did that Black River Stadium cross, I would leave there in a meat wagon, without a doubt.
Do you ever see those, Bill? The Black River Stadiums?
You wouldn't have got to race them, but you did a KTM 50 there.
There you go.
Here we go. Stewie's on. Let's watch the great man.
Yeah. Used to leave there in a meat wagon every year, and you'd go get back to the hospital and be nice and late at night, and they'd be picking up the people from, you know, town or wherever.
The woolshed.
You'd hear them come in. It was always good for entertainment value.
They've been drinking the Chardonnay, eh?
Yeah.
Is that the same model as your rig out the back?
Probably.
That's the same as the 08. They were pretty much similar all the way through. The 0001 were different. They got the round magneto cover. I'm now like, I've never owned a Kawasaki in my life. I now own three.
And they're all dingers.
Nah, I've got two dingers and a 500.
Oh yeah, well that's a dinger still, right?
Yeah,
but two stroke. Well, I guess one.
That's the
one
banger.
Dinger. It's a 500. That's a it's a 500.
That's the banger.
How dare you, Jason?
That is not a dinger. They don't go ding ding ding. They go tang tang tang. The rear tire does more RPM than the crankshaft. I used to go and ride a little bit. A bloke up here has a 1987 CR, and I used to go race a little bit on dirt track and stuff like that.
So good.
And honestly, it felt like the rear tire was doing more RPM than the crankshaft.
Man, I'd be pretty excited to watch you ride a 500 two-stroke.
That's Franco's project, man, and I'm about to take over. I'm off it. He keeps going on, he'll get it done.
Yeah, he said next week, I'm on.
I'm on.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but what's he on? Is he on his KTM 02?
He's on 125? He's on the logbook.
On his logbook. Got me logbook here, boys.
He'll be on lockdown next week if he's not careful.
Yeah. They're saying Wednesday, eh?
What's that? Lockdown. Proper lockdown. Like proper. Not allowed to leave the house. Lockdown.
Apparently. That's what the gypsy
fuck
said.
Fuck, you'll watch some old motocross then, won't you?
Nah, I'll be in the shed still.
Yeah, you'll be in the shed.
Nothing will change for me, brother.
Yeah, I know. Gumlo don't fucking... no corona in Gumlo.
There's
bro.
No corona in Gumlo. We're good. I just got to watch you foreigners.
Fuck, show more James. You know what I reckon they should do? This is like one of my ideas for like internet content.
This sure to be good.
Listen in, Jack. I'm about to fucking blow your noodle.
Do we need 30 minutes?
No, it's just a quick one.
Cut a long story short.
It's not a Sam Moore story.
Hurry up. We have
bullshit. I heard yours on the way to the coffee shop yesterday and I nearly had to listen to you while we were walking into the coffee shop.
Hey, it was a good story.
A 30-minute drive and you're nearly still explaining the story as we're walking to the coffee shop.
Buddy, wait, tell the story how you punched a chick in the back. You know it's a good one.
Yeah, but... the story doesn't need to start 2 weeks prior to you punching the girl in the back.
We got his whole life story leading up to it.
I punched her on Sunday, but on Monday, the Monday prior was
we went to school. Come on,
it's like one of those movies that has a flashback. I forgot movie stories now. What I reckon they should do for internet content is just have one camera that's dedicated to the leader of the race and you just don't fucking change.
You can do that. Like with MotoGP, I know you can do that.
That's what I'm saying. They need to do it for Supercross.
With MotoGP, like you can select like which bike you want to be on as well. Like you can set up like your multi-split screen.
Really?
So like, because most bikes now, like I've got like three cameras on mine at most races. So you got like a forward camera, one from the rear, and then also one from the dashboard looking back at you.
Really?
So you can select like you want to go with this bike, and then you can also select the camera you want.
That's
pretty
sick.
Then also you can do like watch just the whole race from Mark's bike if you want. You can watch the whole race from anyone's bike.
Dorna absolutely murder it.
Do they? Is their content shit good, eh?
Just...
Their website, like that sort of stuff, like for the video pass is pretty decent. But I mean, it's worth it because it is expensive, but it's worth it.
I think while there's no racing, dude, they're giving it out for free, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. While there's no racing, you can just go.
So what was Frank telling us? It's like that other premium one.
Yeah. It's like Pornhub premium.
apparently it's free while everything's quarantine.
They say everything, but like nothing's free in life. But COVID-19
comes around.
Everything's free.
There's a go show. That's Aaron Gobert. That's what that was.
I actually want to get that dude on the podcast.
That'd be a
you know
podcast.
Who else would be fucking good would be Kim Ashkenazi.
Ashcan.
Wait, James is a wild man. He was like fucking 16 here too, wasn't he? Or 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 16 I think.
Dude, he's just flowing so crazy good around this track.
Florida native boy. 16,
there we go.
So, I mean, we're all, you know, Jet's doing an amazing thing, but think about back then.
Yeah.
He was against 30-year-olds. Mike Brown and that.
Steve Lampson.
He's been in the class for 100 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck him.
That happened to me the other day at the dinger when she ran out of juice on the upper.
Oh, yeah. How was that experience?
Yeah.
Did you legit shit yourself?
Yeah, actual. Like, I leant against the crossbar on the handlebars. I was like, I'm just going to brace for impact here. Rode her out like that, though.
Dude.
Hey. How did he not crash? Didn't even affect him. Look, he's not even stressed.
That's a weird section right there, right?
Slow, eh? Slow and high.
Double like that.
I'll wait for it. He'll be hitting it a whole lot in one.
What do you reckon, Bill? Easy to OJ that or what? Easy to OJ that
section?
Yeah,
you'd have to be careful on that one or what, Bill. You're the Supercross rider. Tell us, bring us through the track layout in your thoughts on what line selection you'd have. I don't know, honestly.
At least you're honest.
You don't have, we know you're honest all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to try and sell it to us, brother.
You can lie to us too if you want. I don't give a fuck. This is just all for entertainment, mate. Make your stories big.
I would hate, like...
See, I told you starts rumours.
Franco starts rumours.
You're the rumour starter, brother.
The rumour mill.
How's the amateurs have to go and ride this the next day?
No, they didn't do that back then.
Well, still.
Still. They do place. Now.
Put your mic up to your face, mate.
They do
for
now.
For fuck's sake.
I hit your nose. Mate.
Yeah, we'll scratch it with your mic.
I'll scratch it with your face. What's
that? They tame it down?
Yeah,
those,
yeah, they tame it
those
down.
Other ones they do, like when they do the, what is it? Bang. We're James. He's going to dance for sure.
Hope so.
We're going to get a sprinkler or a worm or what are we going to get?
I don't know. Imagine if James had TikTok in 04.
He basically
someone needs to do a TikTok compilation of James Stewart dances.
Oh, they would get some.
That'd get bulk views.
I don't know. I think
that. I know. Look, Jace is he's on his phone already now signing up for TikTok.
Yeah.
Billy, chuck it on yours, bro.
I got one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, got to follow me fucking. My clients on there.
What's your TikTok, Matty?
Surely your clients don't have TikTok.
Yeah, they do.
You're about to have TikTok, Jack.
No, I'm not.
You're about to have TikTok.
It's not for everyone.
You're a part of the Alpine Group family, mate. It's what it is.
Nah, it's not. We tailor to suit everyone. Black, white, gay, straight.
TikTok.
TikTok.
If you got nits, you're still there on the team.
You won't be sharing a helmet with Tony Rice.
Yeah, one of Alpine Group's clients.
Berriman actually shared one of Toby's helmets.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck, Berriman has nits.
He's got nits here.
For starting rumours.
Yeah, rumour mill.
Berriman has nits, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
You got to get that comb through his hair.
What's he going to do? The anticipation is massive.
Oh, doughies. Oh, he's doing the doughies.
Don't put the fucking camera off him. If Millsaps is in second, and look at how far back he was. Holy shit. That's hectic.
Yeah, we're missing the dance. The whole reason we stayed here.
Here we go.
What's he spray painting something?
He's fucking graffiti. Doing graffiti.
Travel painting.
He fucking knew he was going to win. He had spray paint there. What's he doing? Oh, is he going to put a B? Where did this go?
How good are the...
Ah, the can should.
Oh, no.
Poxy can.
Poxy can.
Lots of set of titties.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How good are the...
I think he's going for the B.
It's not working. He was going for the B.
He should have gone a bit smaller.
How good are some of the race win celebrations?
Boobs.
MotoGP. There's some belters,
eh? There's some good ones, eh? They enjoy
some belters.
James is like, fuck this, I'm going to party, boy.
Yeah, give me an epoxy helmet.
Oh, your fucking epoxy wraps.
Is he throwing the whole lot out?
Yeah, take it off.
Are you getting rid of the helmet too?
Wait, could you imagine, how good would this be? You win and
he's
you just...
He's going to get rid of the helmet, brother.
You just start stripping down, but underneath is a mankini.
No, is it Powerfish's... Get up.
Have you ever seen Anthony Gobert?
Nah.
On World Superbike, he did the double in Phillip Island, Aussie. He won both races, and the second race, he threw his leathers off the podium.
Yeah.
And was stood there in the wire front undies on the podium.
What a G. Yeah, he was a bit of a wild man, or what?
Yeah.
So, Bill, when you win your first MotoGP race,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? They're going to do a shoey?
Ah, it's copyright blue.
You're not going to do a shoey? What would you do? Would you share the champagne with the team? Would you drop it down? Not sure. You need to start thinking of this sort of
stuff.
You got
to start thinking. You've thought about it, can't you?
You got to plan ahead,
he's getting
bro.
Nervous.
It's like when you're into a chick and you're like...
Only 50,000 people are going to listen to this, bro.
Her last name. What would her last name sound like? As if it was my... It's the same as the phone.
That's Maddie.
It's the exact same for winning races. Like, fuck, what would I do if I won? You know, you just got to think about that shit.
When you lay
maybe,
there at night.
Maybe...
When you lay there at night just pondering.
Yeah. Or maybe it's different when you got TikTok. You don't think about that sort of shit.
You're just thinking about what dance move you're going to have to do next on TikToks.
Fuck, they're following him around just like per se. They're like...
He's like, leave me alone. Move. Yeah, get your poxy cameras out of here.
Get your poxy camera out of my face. You can't.
Oh.
Stewie is
this,
the man.
This podcast is going downhill.
You're going to have to do some serious editing.
No, we don't edit these, mate.
I don't think this thing should even be published, to be honest.
What do you mean? We haven't said shit.
Me either. Bill's off it.
Bill's off it. Me either.
Bill's going to sleep.
Bill's like, my fucking career is done.
I am done before I'm associated
with these. I'm never going to get a ride again.
So Bill, your contract's coming in the mail. Podcast goes live. Bill, we're gonna need you to not open that contract, mate.
Listen, bud, do you just want to shred it if you right can. Now?
Your mum got a shredder?
If not, maybe a metal bin, bit of petrol.
Light it up.
Oh, Nick Manny's got a Red Bull deal.
What are we watching here, bro?
06.
06 Daytona. Is this Daytona?
They're all on Speed Channel, see, but this was when it was Fox, I'm sure. But like you say, because Daytona own the rights, don't they?
Righto.
So we're on. Most of them.
I'm in for this. This has got my attention. This
will be a good one, I reckon. How long is it?
I keep bloody pulling.
You're getting the wedgies.
However long, however long you want. Bill.
How long do you want it to go for, brother?
Have you got
brother?
Somewhere to go?
You got plans? His dad's out there washing and probably servicing his bike.
Yeah, you got somewhere to
Did
be.
Did you tell your dad you learned how to do an air filter yesterday? And change suspension?
Do you think you're
helped?
Do you think you're better than us, Bill?
I think he might. Nah, you got it, brother.
What are you talking
Sam
about?
Sam Moore gets on this thing. Think about that.
If Sam Moore can get a start, so can
so
you.
So can you, brother.
I reckon Bill's just got to start backing himself a bit more.
Yeah. That's half confidence, Bill.
Have you ever heard of a thing
that
called
Tedesco?
Big dick energy, Bill? Big dick energy? You've got to start living with a bit of big dick energy, you know?
Just put it out there.
Just swing it around.
Is that?
Swing it around.
RJ with
like
the Makita Suzuki shirt on?
I don't know. Full screen it, bro.
It is?
Yeah, it is. What was he doing there?
Making a comeback.
Next.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, RJ, he's in the trophy trucks now. He loves it.
He loves it.
Anyone would. Who would not like tearing through the desert?
Dude, even in your Polaris is a bit of a time, eh?
It's a laugh, isn't it?
It's fun as. I think we might need to get the Triton sideways today at some point.
No, I don't reckon you have enough power.
Bullshit.
Hey, ask Maddie. We got the Chev sideways, Jesse.
Did you?
In the wet.
We're just getting sideways.
When we went to get the pies. It was good slide, dude.
It was.
Because it's got the real long wheelbase. She's nice and slow. Look, it's just real easy to control.
Like the EXE.
Yeah. Real easy.
Just easy to control.
Where are we?
Are we just going straight to
straight
the main?
Straight to main.
Yeah,
right. I'm off the heat races, but is this Lights main or?
Who was in 06?
06. Was that? That wouldn't.
Still Hepler.
It says. Oh, no, that's.
Hepler will be there.
You've nailed it. Straight to the start.
Straight to the start.
Here's Oi!
Wow.
Who was that?
Shit. He did the flying W straight off the end of the berm.
He just did the wide bother turning. Who is it? Young
Osborne.
Zach Osborne.
He was there already.
Hitting full send off the start. Matt Walker.
Got that M2R on.
I like your French accent.
Davey's still in it.
Yeah. This was the year Davey won the championship, wasn't it?
They're all on 250Fs here then or what?
Yeah, 06, bro.
You would have one of those first 250Fs or what, Matty, with steel frame?
I had a TTR 125.
Steel frame.
Took the baffle out.
I had I had an XR 80 and then it got stolen.
It got stolen?
Yeah. Like
who stole your XR 80?
Three bikes, man. Like, so we had the other bike shed up, the other house, and the bloke come.
Have you always lived on this farm?
Pretty much since I was like 7 years old.
Fuck yeah.
But so we had, dad got an aircon, the bike shed. And the bloke that come out and fitted the aircon, his apprentice, come back like that night and stole like an RMZ 250, RMZ 450, and my XR 80, because it was the only thing left outside. And then I've gone down and the next afternoon after school, like to go ride, and I was like to dad, couldn't find my bike. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? I come down here, there in the shed, and I'm like, Dad, you move me bike? Like, he's like, oh, you fucking probably left it up the back. Like, because I was renowned at that. I was like, run out of fuel down there and leave the bike down there for like a week, just grab another one. And then he's like, you probably fucking left it up the back in the paddock. So I like got on the quad, rode up the paddock. I'm like, dude, it's not there and it's not in the shed. Where's the bike? And then I'm like, I think your bike's missing too. Like, he's 450 was missing. And he's like, what? And then I never even noticed. Like, we reported the two RMZs. I never even noticed my XR was gone. And then I'm like, later on. And you know who actually ended up finding the bike?
Who?
Billy's dad. No, no word of a lie. Some bloke out near him was trying to sell a bike.
And it was
the 450.
Gumtree wasn't around, man.
Nah. And it was all painted black, like, with spray can. And Dutchie's like, it's a bit sus.
Yeah.
And they end up, they were stealing like heaps of shit, these blokes. But anyway, that got stolen. So then me and Pitty, because Pitty lived next door, we had DRZ125s. So I had a yellow one, he had a black one. And I broke the chassis 3 times and snap swing arm once.
Oh. Just pushing
good
it.
Good effort.
Yeah. Snapping the swing arm was ideal. But I never noticed the chassis was broken until, like,
just you go to put
your
flexy.
No, you just go to put your side stand down and the bike was a bit lower than normal. And the side stand wouldn't go down. You think, what the fuck's wrong with the side stand? It was good, you know, yesterday. Oh, chassis broken. Fuck. Bring it down in the shed here. Don't take engine out, nothing. Just
weld it up.
It's still down there.
What?
Did ERZ.
Where is it?
Down in the other shed.
Oh, we should ride that thing.
The swing arm's got like a bit of flat bar on either side where we straightened it out with the wheel still in it. Straight, got it straight, put some flat bar, welded it, like strengthened her up and she was good.
Did it just do this?
He just so kept heavy. Getting lower. Nah, it was all right, but you go on it. I used to hit like big jumps on it. But you get a big run up, oh, you got to hit the up ramp and be like, oh, you start losing power on the up ramp. You're like, come on. No suspension, nothing, but they were weapons. The XR80, it had a crack case for so many years and it had run out of oil until it starts squealing. I'd come down here and just pump oil out of a 44 from truck oil, fill it up and it'd be like, burp, 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 burp. Get that dipstick. Yep, nope, she's sweet. The way you go to smoke more than a 2-stroke. They are so strong.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's like that XR.
Sounds like a life. And
yeah, it was. I swamped it one day and all I did was push started it down a hill. Had hydrolock and I just pushed out it down a hill. I thought, I can't kick it. I just pushed out it.
Well, I was over a bit there, Jason. We're riding down that road and everyone's bikes and shit start falling off.
Like, all the bolts along. Just started coming out.
Yeah, I was riding along. Jason's like, you got that much muffler packing.
You're just flying out the back.
Yeah, and then I ride past the next one. Fucking Leon's speedo comes flying. And I'm like, Leon, you fucking speedo. Can't pass the next one. The fucking air filter case like fucking flies off. What
is going on here?
There was this one bit of road.
Was it just washboard?
Benny's right along. I was like,
hey, Tommy, you fuckhead.
Tommy. He's come up for his midday beer.
There was this. Some motorcycles are just incredible, like.
Yeah.
If only humans had as much fucking heart as they did. Like,
the world, they just keep going.
The world would be a better place. Oh.
How's that?
Unreal.
There's this one bit of road, eh? It looked like we were in fucking Morocco, man. And we're just fucking wedged. This road was that straight, and it's like the coast was on the left, and these sand dunes were on the right. That's where the bikes were falling apart because we were fucking
that's
wedged,
I was
bro.
Attacked
like,
by bike.
Yeah, because you thought you were in Morocco. Tony Rice thought he was bloody back doing the rally championship.
Rally test. But yeah, the things were just fucking fifth gear, just going. Dung, 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 dung.
Like fucking limited bash and
yeah, just 40 minutes. And then, yeah, I've got like my
fuck. Yeah, bits would be flying off
Jace,
you too.
I already
whipped
told
you for
this
40 minutes.
Story. I just told this story.
Yeah, he's got to stretch it out a little
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, we got to make it longer, bro.
He's got to take 2 weeks. And then we pulled up, we had, you know, some rice.
But before we flew out. So
When I was packing my bag in the Gold Coast,
we booked the flights about.
That is a Jay story.
I'm glad Jack's fucking worked this out. He made this out real quick.
Is that Will Hahn or Tommy Hahn, you reckon? Marmont.
Wait, that.
Oh, this was when Jay
their
was
last name is the same as your favourite beer.
Hahn.
Hahn.
The 3.5s.
Get yourself a 3.5 super dry.
No preservatives.
No, 89 calories in a can.
No sugar. Fuck all sugar.
Bugger all.
Fungi.
I wish a beer company would go, got fuck all sugar and fuck all carbs.
Get it in ya.
Millsaps is out of there. So in 04, James beat Millsaps by about 8 minutes. And then in 06, Millsaps beaten everyone by like 45 seconds. So that goes to show you how good James was. JG's in second.
Jessamine.
Gosler. Oh, Gosler was solid, man, eh?
I still don't know.
Tommy Hahn. Tommy, you reckon? Yeah, and then Jay Marmont, seventh. Josh Summey. Kelly Smith. Chris Blows. Fuck, he's been around a while. And yeah. Same with Davalos, bro.
Davalos is there.
This was probably Davalos' ninth season in the lights class too, back in 06.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Well, before Soupy got canned, he was going not bad. He was having some pretty decent motos in the 450.
Yeah, he was for sure.
For a privateer outfit.
Fucking oath.
But, yeah, the legs weren't under him, were they? The old 450 stretching his arms a bit there.
Did you reckon...
Where was it when he was going to get on the podium? Last lap, he lost it.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't remember where it was, but that was a crazy
race. It was last
race.
Lap, I thought, come. And Tomac ended up getting him there.
That was like the apocalypse race, but
yeah,
man. Like
everyone
the weirdest
went down.
Shit happened in that. That's one of the weirdest main events I've ever seen in my life. Like, everything that shouldn't have happened in that main event. And then by the
I
end
love
of
races
it...
races like that.
But the end of it, the podium was pretty much the same as what you'd expect.
It was, yeah.
It's a crazy race. That'd be worth another watch, I reckon, at some point.
I don't think I watched it.
Didn't you watch that one? No. Dude, it was fucking hectic.
Some fan you are.
No, I was working on my house.
Call yourself a fan.
Yeah, some fan you are.
Why do you hate motocross, Matt?
Yeah.
It's giving
Let's
you so much.
He's starting another rumor and Matt hates motocross.
Well, I like to sit in the Supercross Companions, but Jace just tells all the stories I already know.
Yeah, you've heard them all 10 times over. So
well, you were there for all
What's
of them.
Mossy, Marmont on here?
He would have been on KTM.
That wouldn't have been a fun bike, I don't reckon.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not ideal.
I reckon that the old, that Honda that Davey's on was probably the bike back then, eh? Or the probably the PC bike, really.
What is this, 06?
Yeah, bro.
They were the twin exhaust Hondas, the first ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one of those.
Yeah. I remember when they first came out, I was thinking, why? First time I ever seen one was at that stadium. I was thinking, why have they bought out a bike with two exhausts?
Me and Matty had to actually share that bike.
Yeah, we did.
I rode senior lights on it. Matty rode junior lights. And I used to get it back. This is why I never got good starts, because it had mud on it.
that's why.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. That hampered my career. I could have gone pro.
Yeah, good on you, Matt.
Sorry.
Fucking Matt. Because Matt did good on it.
Who rode it faster?
Matt. Of course he did. I was fucking dumb. Because
it was clean.
Yeah, he only rode it faster because it was clean.
Peter just, yeah, and everything was heat hot already on it when he got it. It was just
cooking.
Rough deal.
Bent.
Yeah, it was fucking bent up. Used to get it with cook brake levers, clutch levers.
Oh, sorry, Chase. Here you go, mate. Here, Pete, you want to put a new one on for the next race?
Nah, just wait till Jace is done with it. And then fucking when I got a bike, do you remember that Dad used to give my 250F to fucking anybody? Anybody that's bike blew up, Dad used to be like, yeah, ride Jace's. And like, I remember...
Low hours, well maintained.
One lady rider.
Never got out of second. On Sundays.
Never got out of third gear.
Fucking, I remember one time Dad gave my bike to this kid, Alex Rook, and the little cunt fucking cartwheeled it down the start straight.
Don't worry, sorely cartwheeled my brand new EXC first ride, threw it straight down a fucking hill, bent everything on it.
As Maddie gets this new fucking acropovic pipe, he's so chuffed on it, runs over some fucking barbed wire fence and just rapes the entire pipe.
That was a good fast story, Jace.
That was a quick one for Jace.
Oi, mate, the podcast go for a while, right? You got to stretch it out.
You got to stretch it out. Yeah, you're getting too much on the podcast, so like you're bringing it into your normal life.
Well, that's why it works.
Not everything's a podcast.
Everything
just
is,
the
mate.
Drive to the shop's not a podcast, man.
Fucking hell, but you got up me the other night for not saying nothing. Now you're getting up me for saying something.
That's because you're in trouble. You were there groveling.
I can't win.
When he was on the phone here all night.
My knees are fucked,
eh? Oh, yeah.
My fucking knees are that sore.
A gravel rash on his knees from groveling.
Fucking, my lips taste like feet.
Bill's bored. He's on Instagram.
Bill's on TikTok. Get off TikTok, cunt.
You do whatever you want, Bill. Don't worry about the boys.
We're just here yarning. But
fuck, we're talking some
it's
shit.
It's the final hour. I'm going to wrap this up soon. I'm getting claustrophobic.
Yeah, we'll watch this. We'll watch this. This 450 main.
There's the 450 main. That's what I'm waiting for. Because this has got no real stars. And let's be real here.
Yeah, Milk Snack's done. We know how that turned out. He had potential. JG still a G. And then the Goose. The Goose went pretty good, really.
Speedy. Look, there he is.
Chad.
Banging that yellow gear, too.
Bang.
Is that the yellow Yemi, too?
Yeah, yellow bike, too, I reckon.
Oh, 06, it was, yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
Oh, no, he's got the yellow gear on the blue bike, though. It is all the right colours, anniversary colours.
How fucking baggy was gear back then?
Yeah, look at that Thor stuff. It's like skin tight.
Except for that shit Davalos was wearing when he almost won. He looked fat in that thing.
What?
It was like a full fat suit.
Which one?
The gear that Davalos was wearing when he did good the other weekend.
What gear was it?
Thor. It's like the weirdest Thor gear you've ever seen. I've spoken about it before. Don't need to get into it. I've already
we'll be here a week.
I've already written Thor off.
Yeah, I've already burnt
year.
That bridge. That's done.
Nah, I will be wearing some Thor gear on my 04 YZ250, but I'm going to fully throw it back.
When did you get that boy?
That's what we're getting.
When did you buy that one? Oh, I'm on Facebook now looking
I'm
for
gonna
it.
I'm going to send it. Oi, I'm buying it and I'm sending it up to Jack. I'm going to get it rebuilt.
Tommy, we'll get Tommy to rebuild it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get it rebuilt.
I'm getting feet up on the couch here for this one.
Hey, there.
The grid looks very low.
Yeah, a bit low.
Short
eh?
On numbers.
What's that, Bill? Said something.
Huh? Oh.
Is it a... Fuck you. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Bill's like, this is a semi, get to the main.
Get to the point, boys, he reckons.
Part one. You're kidding.
Nah, what?
Reedy won the semi, though. Ricky looks like he's winning the second semi.
Tell me that the main's in this video. This is killing my vibe. Oh, dude, Burner's
this is
set
it.
Up.
This is it. Oh, this is 20 laps.
Yeah, go back.
That's the one. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, good work, Bill. You haven't said much, but the shit you've said has been fucking great.
Quality.
Yeah, quality over quantity with you, mate. That's how I like it. I'm the exact opposite. I just go for straight quantity.
Here we go. Now the grid's looking a little more full.
Yeah, this makes more sense, doesn't it? Oh, I got a piss.
I love that grass start straight, eh? Love a good grass start straight. Oh no, the VHS is playing up.
Need to give the head some cleaning.
Need to pull that video out, like the old Game Boys and that.
We'd tell you who got the whole shot, but we have no
idea. It looked like Tedesco went down and turned one, but...
This is solid, eh? This quality, or what?
It'll come good.
It's going to fix itself, I reckon.
Still have no idea who's winning. There's Carmichael.
Carmichael is in second. There is a bike in front of him.
Dude, Burner's set up with that Thor gear and the Cowie looked that good. Oh, Jimbo is out front.
Who?
Chad, Ricky. Fucking buckle in, guys. This is going to be a main event.
This is a main event if I've ever seen one.
This is what we've all been looking for.
If the quality would come back.
No, it will. It will, for sure.
It's just a dirty part of the tape, I reckon.
Yeah.
Green flag, guys. We're off racing.
We're good now. Yeah, right.
Ricky!
Ricky seen the green flag. He reckons, right, time to send.
Game on, boys. We're up.
Time to send.
Give this crowd hey, something to cheer about.
This is 06, isn't it?
Yeah, bro.
I feel like Chad might win this one here, fellas.
Fuck, spoiler alert.
I'm hoping. I give myself false hope like that. That way I can relive it.
Yeah.
Seeing as there's no racing on, it's like, fuck, go, Chad. Come on. Come on, mate.
Get it.
And the race was done, you know, 14 years ago.
This tape is fucking shit out.
I seen he commented on your Raw Dog clip.
Did he?
Yeah, he liked it.
He said, whenever you go back racing, you're ready. Is that what he said?
I don't know.
Should we
have a gander?
Yeah, something
I'll have
like
a
that.
Look.
Dude, Chad and Ricky are just having a ding-dong battle here.
Ding-dong battle. What a 2-2 record.
Oh, Chad parks him. Oh, Carmichael straight back.
Back at him.
Fuck, that was sick. Dude, that was legit. Yeah, I don't know how you can say that after he just got passed, bro. That's like probably the only jump on this track I reckon I could jump.
Yeah.
Because it's got a nice little tabletop.
Chad reckons whatever starts back first, you're ready, mate.
Fuck you.
Southwick.
Told you, boy, I'm going TGO. Great outdoors. I got the handguards on that bike.
Yeah. Oh, James is cartwheel while out front.
No. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't read about it.
It's pretty random, mate. The rest, the entire grid is in
here we
ISO
go. Here we go.
And you're not.
They're in what? Sorry.
ISO.
What's that?
Like
lockdown.
In house.
Oh.
Isolation.
Sausages.
Isolation, mate?
Yeah.
Watch this, boys. Watch this.
I was getting heaps of love on that one. He landed on top block.
Yeah,
He got out of that. I've seen him get up from worse.
What did they just say?
DHS is ridiculous. See, he's going again. Nothing wrong with him.
He's uprighting.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he's fucking that used to riding
practice
with concussions.
Practice makes perfect.
That's so true, eh?
Handlebars will be all walked out.
James, how do you get through these races with such gnarly concussions? Well, practice, man. I've done it a lot.
Fuck.
When I first started riding with concussions, it was kind of a struggle, but now I'm just used to it.
How good's that gear look?
Yeah, that was pretty cool setup, eh?
This is the golden times right here.
Well, Burner's Ricky, in third.
Burner there in third. Top Kawasaki at the minute. Was this the first year that they got the 450?
No. They rode 450s in, I think, Kiawi. This was the first 450.
That's what I mean, because James had to do that. Remember that first outdoor season on the 252 stroke?
He said that was the gnarliest bike he has ever ridden
in his
life.
Oh, man, it was an animal. That thing was unreal.
He said it was the scariest thing he's ever had to do was that outdoor season. He said it was fucked up.
Every race, man, like, Ricky would just reel him in on, like, especially the big uphill accelerations and stuff. But James, man, would just carry the most stupid amount of corner speed, and you're like, holy dooly, this ain't going to be there for long.
Nah, he had to, he had to really send it. On that bike. Like, really did. Travis Preston was like 9 feet tall, dude. He's like the Hound off Game of Thrones.
I've never watched that.
Oh, you know, yeah, I was going to say, you probably never watched it.
Who's that dude, that real tall guy on the Kato now?
Benny
Bloss.
Not Bloss. What's the other one?
I wonder who's taller.
Who? Is the other one?
What are you talking about?
Not Bloss, the other one. He was on
BDO. Wait, Bill, go.
He was on BDO. Is he on 250s?
Yeah, Benny Bloss, bro.
Yeah. Nah. What's the other one? He was on BDO as well.
Benny Bloss was on BTO, so was that's my answer. I don't know.
There was another one. That's fucking
I wonder who's taller.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I reckon Jay should do that.
I'm sure he came and raced in Australia.
I'm drawing blanks. You're gonna have to answer this one for me.
I'm gonna have to try and find it.
Yeah,
but he's fucking pretty tall too. He's got like a 3-digit number.
They always said you gotta be tall so you get through the whoops fast.
Yeah, and then you get Ricky, who's tiny as, but he just swing off the back of it.
Dude, I remember watching Keisha the first time he tried to go through the whoops at the KTM test track in America, and fuck, man, the seat bolts. hit him in the ass so hard. Like, he just went to try and get back, and this thing just fucking kicked, and his little legs bottomed out, and he just got fucking flung straight over the bars.
Flying W.
And he's coming back. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
That's going to be a difficult, tall order.
Oh, that's why they had to cut the subframes and shit out, eh? Because, like,
really?
The little dude's legs just bottomed out in the whoops. Like, there's just no, they had nothing left.
I love looking at that Honda from Ricky's.
The Honda.
The Honda. The 252 stroke. Yeah. With the handlebars very that were like
in his lap.
Rounded right over, low seat, everything low.
Yeah, they'd have to do that for the whoops, man, because and like, then, like the
Chad,
thing just had to,
Chad and that back in the day used to run like the CR highs. Yeah, you know, like those massive big bends in them. I was like,
dude, all the Yami guys run those really high bars on even in like that two stroke.
Ferrandis runs tall bars.
Does yeah, he still does now. Yeah, Ferrandis run real high bars. Wyndham run real high bars.
All these two strokes. I remember being a kid though. Like nowadays, it's like, man, I want the lowest bars I can get.
Yeah.
But being a kid, you always wanted the high big bend, high bars. Yeah. On the 85 and that, you're always searching for.
Yeah, I used to run the Wyndham bend.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
What was the other one? What was the other? Reed Henry.
Yeah.
The Reed Henry bend.
Yeah. They're like the modern day 997s.
Yeah.
Like we all run. What do you run?
999.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I wouldn't even know what I run now. What would be on the Honda?
I don't think you own a motorcycle.
Well, I got the Honda.
And he's got a Yamaha, didn't you?
Oh, is this on your
to-do list?
No, what's on?
Are we talking about the bike you haven't got yet?
No. What's on the Honda?
Don't worry, I did that the other day. I ordered a heap of parts. So I didn't even own the bike yet for the KX. I was like, I'm gonna buy it. But the guy was being a bit of a weirdo. I was like, surely just hurry up and do this deal.
Is this
brother.
The one who was asking? Wanted to
get picked up.
What happened?
He wanted to get picked up.
What do you mean?
He's like, oh, the bike's at my parents' house. You don't mind swinging by and picking us up? And Franco's like, we are not fucking picking this guy up. Fuck that. When I get the bike, I'm like, dude, I bought wheels and shit last night for it. We got to buy this bike.
Fuck off.
It was pretty good.
What's your sketchiest Gumtree experience? Have you had any weird ones?
No, not really.
No, I get Franco buys.
I get Frank to do the chatting, because then like I feel like we get a better deal. But the other day when I bought the KDM, the bloke who knew who I was, he's like, "What are you doing buying this?" Because it was a shit box, and I'm like, "Oh, we're just doing up a few, you know."
Corona, bro, I got time.
Yeah,
I'll get this.
Got fuck all else going on.
One hold, bro. I've got to clean some shit.
You're looking
boxes.
For a bike washing job, are you?
Yeah. That's what, you know, I'll give yours a little lick there. Goes, oh, it's just going to get dirty again.
I've got nothing else to
do. You need to spray a bit of tire shine on that rig, though. Fuck, that dirt took ages to come off. Mine was way easier to clean.
Really?
Yep. Get in under them guards.
Cricket's piss.
Little cricket's piss under the guards.
A bit of cricket's piss, eh?
That mud just comes straight off, little CD18 on it.
Really?
How's Stewie after the fucking concussion?
Yeah, no dramas. Look at him. Just oh that did not
that,
look fun.
Yeah, that looked shitty.
You know what? How shit do those, especially on soupy suspension, like those square edges, just do not look fun, do they?
I just like, that's the difference between like them and me. As soon
as
at
least we get
happens,
a replay so we can actually see what happened.
Wait, you know what we're gonna put on your website, Jack? It's like Jack's recommendation. So. You know those rags? We need to put them up there.
Yeah.
What? Which ones?
The ones you can't recommend enough.
Oh, the grease rags. Yeah. Unreal they are. Unreal.
So I think
they are amazing.
Tell us about them.
I don't know how they do it. Like, you can have grease and shit. You know how when you try and wipe grease off your hands with a normal rag?
Yeah.
And just smears.
Yeah.
These rags lift it, and you can wipe at the exact same spot, and it doesn't leave grease on your fingers.
And then
stays on the rack.
Then the air filter cleaner.
Yep, that Moto, whatever it's called. Yep. That red stuff, it is unreal.
I think we can really contribute to some people's lives.
Yeah.
Jack, like,
just
giving back.
Little tips.
Yeah.
Little tips like that to make life easier. You know, it's taken me this long to work all these things out. You know, why not help people jumpstart the process?
I'll give you the shortcut to success.
That's one thing I've noticed hanging out the last few days is Jack's little tips.
There's just a few little things to make life a lot easier.
It's the little things in life, eh, Bill?
Love is in the details, you know.
That's one thing you will learn living with Jack, is just little tips.
It's the little things, eh, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Bill, you there?
Hey,
you,
Bill.
You with us, Bill?
Can I get a copy?
10-4, Bill.
What channel are you on?
Can I get a radio check, please, Bill?
Are you on Pulp MX while we're 30. All doing Gypsy Tales, Bill? Is that what's going on?
I'm on 30.
Love me a radio
Bill,
check.
All Bill says is over. Oh, you're a lord, Bill. Fucking proper lord.
No, he's just in the racing. He's watching Ricky put a clinic on everyone.
Well, he's just studying for that Soupy track today.
Yeah, he's working out to do the step on, step off.
Soupy only.
That little, what's his name, Heath, the kid? Mm-hmm. He fucking rips.
Yeah, he goes good.
Little,
he was little shit. He was just pinned behind me the whole time, and I was like, "What's this, Mozzie?
Get out of here! You went to on the 85, dude. And he's up your on the 125, and he's up your ass on 85 the whole time. You're like, come on, let's go a little faster."
Yeah, he rips.
And I'm like, "Dude, my bike's older than you," and he's like, "They're ripping on his bike." I said, "Dude, you got factory suspension in that thing. Mine's got the same fork oil that's been in it since fucking 2007, and it's leaking at the bottom."
Bloody kids these days.
Oh. He's there, Dad, I need to ride the new one.
I want my new 85.
And I almost flogged him, mate.
And you're there,
almost flogged
him. And you were there looking at his bike, and you're like, dude, you got like Teflon coated forks.
You got a blue pipe. Yeah, you got a blue pipe. And
yeah, that's all Jason's looking at. He's like, you got the blue pipe on that thing. That's good.
DLC coating, like the share of TTR 125 at your age, you little fuck. Right, we've just switched here.
Be grateful. Yeah, I don't know what happened to
kids
you.
Kids these days, eh?
That's YouTube for you.
Yeah, she just fucking dropped out.
How long have we been going?
Hour and 15. What should we do?
I reckon we can call it.
You reckon call it?
So I think we've given people, you know.
I think everyone's over our shit. Yeah.
Everyone's
we've given them a fair bit of chat. We were talking about some racing, but not really too much.
Yeah, well, we never talk about racing.
It's hard to do it when it's, you know, when there's none on.
Oh, no.
Like, we know the results.
Well, turn this down and we'll just do a bit of a sign off, mate. Fuck that volume off.
Look at how clear this is.
This is kind of in.
Is that like the difference between you and your goggles and my goggles?
Yeah, yours was so. His was so good yesterday.
You had the cheekiest look on your face, like you just found a $100 note.
I'm snaking these real quick. I had the tinted lens and I'm like, went out and did half a lap without goggles and I was like, pissing water out my eyes and there's bugs around. I'm like, Matt's. And then I've come back and I was going to put my fucking tinted lenses on with scratches all through.
I tried to change the goggles. Nah, don't put the new lenses in there.
I said, don't waste it. It'll just get scratched.
Jack looked like he found a $100 note next to a pokey machine.
I was like, yeah, I'll have those, Matt. Thanks, mate. Oh, made a massive difference though. That clear lens, no scratches. I was like, wow. I think I went slower because I could actually see what I was going to hit.
Boy, you got looser. I was like, fuck, he's loose because he can see this shit now.
He's loose because he's done 4,000 laps.
Yeah.
Famous people.
There was a few big names. How about that guy there, 97 Supercross champ?
Boy,
was he?
He'd never tell you, bud.
You wouldn't have heard about it,
He'd never tell you. How's the clock on his wrist?
What's he got?
I don't know. Some big square ugly fucking thing. Wait till they show
probably again. Like the Oakley one or something back in the day.
I don't know. So are we watching this or not?
Nah, we'll sign off.
So what's the plan for the rest of the day, Jack?
Well, we'll go out and see if Bill's dad's washed his motorbike. Shame he would have.
Then what?
Then
lunch? We got some wraps.
Oh, we got wraps, yeah.
I like wraps.
What are we putting in the wraps?
We got
ham. Wait, let's make some poxy wraps.
You love a poxy wrap, eh?
We got ham, tomato,
cheese. Jace got a bit of aioli.
You hungry, Bill?
I got that Koopy mayo.
Koopy mayo.
Bill's hungry.
Bill's always fucking hungry.
That would sound like creepy mayo, bro.
Yeah, it is good shit.
I had that gear. Matt, my favourite.
Everyone had that gear, bro. I feel like everybody had that gear. That blue... white and orange.
Wait, Chad and Villo on the same team was never going to work. Like, fucking, what are we doing?
Yeah, but CR would have got a good sign on there.
Oh, mate, how was his...
Because he was...
Jesus. Fucking wild, eh? Let it buck, bruh. And then what do you reckon? Take the dinger out to the moto track?
Yeah, go and do a couple laps on the dinger. I'm glad I didn't take it there yesterday so we can use it today because I reckon yesterday in that thick shit it would have seized up.
Yeah.
It
Jace has got to do a raw dog.
Raw dog on the dinger.
Yeah.
If we get 5,000 likes, we'll drop it.
Tonight.
Yeah, so tonight we'll drop a raw 125. And then me and Matt are going to try and drive back to the Goldie tomorrow in Team Triton Racing.
Team Triton.
I'm actually sad. I don't really want
to
go back.
I don't really want to go back either, to be honest. There's nothing here for me. There's nothing there for me. It's just him talking to us.
Are you right, Russ? You can talk to us, hey. You can talk to us, brother.
China. It needs to be
China. I just want to go to Wuhan.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, man.
Right. Thanks for your company, Bill.
Bill, thank you for coming. You lit up this podcast like a fucking torch, bro.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Did you have fun?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Did you?
For sure.
How did it feel out there today?
How'd you feel out there?
So awkward.
No.